She's even hard, Jim. Thought you'd go easyirish.com. It's Michelle Jarliff, and I'm here with Antoinette.
Good evening, Harja.
And Fáilte Irish, welcome back. We hope you've had a good Christmas, and now in the new year, now it's back to the bread now, just. Ant and myself here, we prepared this podcast following on from lesson 9 about work. So if you can explain what tonight's podcast is.
Tonight, as you said, Jarliff, is just a continuation of Uber work. We've already covered the work and types of jobs that people might do. But now we're going to ask people, where do they work?
Ah, okay.
And the Irish word, there's a couple of ways of saying where in Irish, but ca, si a fada, or cahach, but cawultug ober. Where are you working? Where are you working?
Okay,
cawultug ober.
Cawultug ober, okay. So, what likely places, Antoinette? In Irish, can people reply to that?
Well, ta me, I am. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with the verb to be, ta me, in the present tense. I'm working in a post office. Ta me gober, in Offic a Fosh.
Ah.
I work in a post office.
And you would often see, I would often see that sign there, Offic a Fosh, the one that.
Offic a Fosh, you'd see those in the old. Post offices in Donegal and all around Ireland. Offic a Fosh.
You see the vans.
Post office.
Okay. And then, I suppose then, the next one there, if you were Michael D. Higgins.
Michael D. Higgins, he could say it in Irish, he would say, Tá mé gobar in Áras an Uachtaráin.
Mm-hmm.
I work in Áras an Uachtaráin.
Which is.
The President's Residence.
President's Residence. Of course, Michael D. Higgins there was voted in. Is it the 9th President of Ireland? I think he was.
I work in Bank of Ireland, say. Tá mé gobar amach na hÉireann.
Okay.
Tá mé gobar amach na hÉireann.
Amach na hÉireann. Okay. And the word, no Bank na hÉireann is Bank of Ireland. But there's just a little a grammar thing here. You'd actually... And we'll explain down the line about that, but it's, you said in Manc na hÉireann.
That's called eclipsing, Jarliff, and we'll cover that in future lessons.
And down the line.
Some places we put a H after a letter. We'll see it with the word for a farm, ferm. Mm-hmm. Ferm. But Tá mé gobar amach na hÉireann. I work in Bank of Ireland.
Okay.
If you work in a hospital, you would say Tá mé gobar in Ócharlán, or you could say Tá mé gobar in Ospidéal.
Ospidéal or Ócharlán?
Ochar is actually the Irish word for a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Ócharchar is an ambulance, but Ócharlán is a place where we hold the patients. The hospital itself.
Okay.
Tá mé gobar in Ócharlán.
And let's say if you were working on a farm,
Tá mé gobar airm. Tá mé gobar airm.
Airm, okay. If you were working in a factory.
Tá mé gobar monarcha. Monarcha.
Monarcha, okay. And if you were working in a pub.
Tá mé gobar a Jack Taverna.
So Jack Taverna is a pub.
Tá mé gobar a Jack Taverna.
Jack Taverna. Tá mé gobar a Jack Taverna.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
I'm
drinking in the pub. Tá mé gobar. Digressing there, Antoinette. And then if you're working in a school.
If you're working in a secondary school, say you would say Tá mé gobar in Manscoil.
Manscoil secondary school, okay. If you're working in a restaurant.
If you're working in a restaurant, you'd say Tá mé gobar in Mialán.
Mialán, okay.
Yeah. Bia is the Irish word for food. Bialan is restaurant.
Restaurant.
But you put a small M in front of the B.
Mm-hmm.
Tá mé gobar Mialan. Now that means I am working in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And the pronunciation, just not going too much into the grammar, but just for people's reference, just if they're looking at that and they're wondering, like Bialan is restaurant on its own.
Bialan.
It's because you have that
M. You have to hear the M. That I in front of it, to make over a meal land.
And that's just a grammar rule that we'll explain down the line. But once you see that with the E in front of it, there's a little grammar rule there and the pronunciation changes. And then for if you're like an Irish speaking school,
to make over Gaelscoil. To make over Gaelscoil.
Okay, and Gaelscoil is like the Irish speaking.
Yeah,
schools which are
Irish medium education,
which are quite popular now.
Yeah, they're growing daily. Just they're getting stronger all the time.
Aye, and then in the north of Ireland, and then all around Ireland, it's a popular choice now for many parents.
A lot of parents are choosing Irish medium education for their youngsters.
And Tony, you can actually relate these questions to a place name.
Yeah, you could say Tommy Gober. Lemawadi.
Lemawadi, which is...
Lem is the Irish word for a leap or a jump.
Mm-hmm.
Madu is a word for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Lemawadi is the Irish word for the place we now know as Lemawadi.
Lemawadi, right?
Lemawadi.
County Derry there.
County Derry. Mm-hmm. And if you're working in Derry City itself, you could say in Derry, Tam Egober and Nara.
Anara. Okay.
Now, capital D, but a small N in front of it. Anara.
A small N. And
Dara means oak grove.
Oak grove,
To give it its full title, Dara column kill you. Column kills oak grove.
Column kill.
Tamake over Anara. I am working in Derry.
Just as a reference there, column kill was a famous saint in the region back in the Middle Ages, and he founded Derry, wasn't it? That's where he founded this ministry there. So that's where we get the word Derry. So that's a little bit of history there for people who are interested there. That a lot of all the place names and that we would see anglicised in English all have an Irish name.
Well, that's exactly it. All the names were in Irish and they were anglicised. Dunfodrig. People recognised Dunfodrig. From maybe Padraig right away, Downpatrick.
Downpatrick, that's right.
Dún being the Irish word for a fort.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick's Fort.
Patrick's
St. Patrick's Fort, nee Padraig. Just on the thing about the work, I am working in Tamegober, Ayr, and Traban. I work in Staban, Tamegober, in Malfurstia, Tamegober, in Nara,
Tamegober,
in Lemawadi.
So whatever your place name is, just replace that Tamé Gober.
Later on in other lessons, we'll add on more examples.
Alright, so just for now, we'll run through that wee list there for the benefit of the people at home there. So from the top there, Antona, so Cawell to Gober.
Cawell to Gober, where are you working? We could say Tamé Gober in Afica Fush.
The post office. And if you were Michael D. Higgins,
Tommy Gober in Aris Nuachtarán.
In the presidential house. And then if you're working in a bank, Antona,
Tommy Gober in Mount na Harant.
Okay, and if you were working in a hospital,
Tommy Gober in Nacharlan.
And if you were working on a farm,
Tommy Gober in Erem.
Okay, and if you were working in a factory,
Tommy Gober in Monaghan.
And if you were working in a pub,
Tommy Gober at Jack Tavernia.
And if you were working in a school, or if you had a secondary school,
Tommy Gober at Manscaw.
And if you were working in a restaurant,
Tommy Gober at Mealand.
And if you were working in a Irish medium school,
Tommy Gober Sa Gaelscoil, in the Gaelscoil, or Gaelscoil. But Sa Gaelscoil, in the Irish medium primary school.
And if you were working in Lemawadi,
Tommy Gober Lemawadi.
Lemawadi, okay. And just if people are reading that, just the little sounds might be different. As we say, there's a grammar rule going on, and you'll see like there's E being used and Sa being used, and Sa just means in the.
That I on its own is pronounced eh.
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 Eh, sorry.
Eh.
And then Sa as well.
Sa means in the. That I on its own means in.
In.
Mm-hmm. And then we use IN as well, like in English, in, IN, in Aucherland.
In Aucherland, okay. So just a slight wee variance in each of them there. Okay then, Antona, Grandma Elgut there. If we just do a wee quiz there now, just for three questions there for people to kind of test their memory there on what we just covered. So I'll ask you, Antona, three questions here, and you'll reply in Irish, places where you work, and then for the people at home, if they could just try to translate from Irish into English what you're saying. So, question number one. Cawal to a gopper.
Cam a gopper in Aucherland.
Okay, so I'll do that again, number one. Cawal to a gopper.
Cam a gopper in Aucherland.
Okay, so that's number one. So moving on to number two. Cawal to a gopper, Antona.
Cam a gopper in Manclaharan.
So number two again. Cawal to a gopper.
Cam a gopper in Manclaharan.
Okay. And then the third and final question, so it's the same question. Cawal to a gopher?
Cam a gopher, a lemawadi.
Okay.
Cam a gopher, a lemawadi.
Okay, so that's the three there. So if we go through the answers now, Antona, number one, I asked you, cawal to a gopher, where are you working?
Cam a gopher in Aucherland. I work in a hospital.
And number two?
Cam a gopher in Manclaharan.
Bank of Ireland, which is?
I work in the Bank of Ireland.
Okay, and then the third and final one?
Tamagobar Limavady. I am working in Limavady.
Limavady, okay. So, if you got all three of those right, congratulations. If you got any of them right, congratulations. So, but if you got all three, then you're well on your way. Well done. And we'll move on now to the phrase of the week, Antona.
The phrase of the week this week is John the Yeehill. John the Yeehill. Do your best.
Do your best.
So if you are working, I would advise you to John the Yeehill.
To do your best. Okay. And that could be applied to anybody, like, say if you were going for an exam or something. Can
do your best. If you're going to play a football game or going to anything at all, do your best. If you're, the thing about it is, John the Yeehill is talking to one person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to more than one, we would say Janagi.
Janagi
the Yeehill.
Janagi. So
Janagi were Yeehill.
So yeah, a group of kids there that were doing the exam.
We'll just stick with the John the Yeehill. Do your best. Yeah.
Okay. No bother then. Thank you everyone for listening there. Gormita my Ogilv. We hope that you found that lesson useful. And don't be afraid to get in touch with us at info@easyirish.com. You can log on to the site. There's a few articles that we've built up there now, and even on the Facebook page as well. Many people log on, so if you have any questions, don't be afraid to get in touch. And Gormita my Ogilv, and Slán go fóit.
Slán go fóit.